So we'll go ahead and get started here with our first post-launch panel. I'm TJ Hope. I'm with Stout in Dallas, and I have the pleasure of introducing our panelists here. Immediately to my left is Jason Villalba. Jason is a partner with Frost, Brown, Todd in Dallas. He has a background as an attorney, a business advisor, an economist, and is a former member of the Texas House of Representatives. He's also a former financial analyst and economist for a Fortune 100 business and a former general counsel for a billion-dollar revenue management company. And he is the chairman of the Venture Capital and Private Equity Committee of the State Bar of Texas. Well, welcome, Jason. And immediately to his left is an individual who probably needs no introduction, but Byron Egan is a partner with Jackson Walker in Dallas, Texas. He is the senior vice chair and chair of the executive council of the M&A Committee of the American Bar Association. He has served as co-chair of its Model Asset Acquisition Agreement Task Force. He's the chair of the Texas Business Law Foundation, the business law section of the State Bar of Texas, and that section's corporate law committee. And as a result, he has been instrumental in drafting and enacting many Texas business entity and other statutes. He has been listed as a best lawyers in America for more than 25 years. He is a four-time winner of the Burton Award for Distinguished Legal Writing. He is the author of Egan on Entities, Corporations, Partnerships, and Limited Liability Companies in Texas. And on a personal note, he was Citizen of the Year in the city of University Park in 2015, and he was selected for the 2018 Highland Park High School Distinguished Alumni Award. Welcome, Byron.
Well, sir, do you want to kick us off?
Well, Davy Crockett once said, "Some people are born in Texas. Others came as soon as they could." As Jason will describe later, the business courts took a while to get to Texas. We started the process in 2015. It took a while because the bill did not get signed until June of 2023. That's a long time. And Jason will tell us about that torturous process later. But what we signed is two bills. One, House Bill 719, that created a system of specialty trial courts. The bill called those courts business courts, and that's what we're going to call them. They also created a special appellate court to hear appeals from the business courts. And then any appeals from that go to the Texas Supreme Court. So that's essentially the framework. The idea is specialty business courts that are designed for M&A lawyers, that are designed to handle substantial business disputes. And the jurisdiction is somewhat complicated, but the bottom line is it is for business lawyers. It is for business disputes. You can have a choice of venue and form clause that will pick the business courts. And I think, as you will see later, that would be a good thing to do. Now, the political process resulted in not all counties in Texas having business courts at the outset. We have basically, at the outset, we will have the five major metropolitan areas: Dallas and Fort Worth, those are two separate areas, Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. These courts will be populated by judges that are qualified, that are appointed by the governor. They'll be appointed for two-year terms, but those terms can be renewed every 2 years. This is a constitutional matter. So I said at the outset that there was a tortuous process, and it started in 2015 when Jason came to me, I was chair of the Business Law Foundation at that point in time. And he said, Byron, we need to have some business courts. So tell us what your thinking was, why we needed them, and the process to get from 2015 to 2023.